All right, man. We're lucky and fortunate and all that nice stuff to be able to hang out with DJ Mr. Rourke. How you doing, man?
Everything's good, G.
Everything's all right out there?
Yeah, everything's wonderful. I can't complain.
Folks that aren't familiar with what you've been up to, let's get them a little update on who you are and what you've been up to. So you started out a baby like all of us, right?
Yeah, I was actually hatched.
I was hatched, too. I knew there was another connection.
The dumpster.
You picked... You were hatched near a dumpster?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. At least I was hatched in a nice field somewhere.
Nice.
Well, you know, you were a ghetto egg, I guess. So, you pick up this love of music, right? At a young age, did you start?
Well, yeah, pretty much. My mom was a disco queen, you know, in the 70s, and so it was always around, just kind of listening to the funk and the breaks.
Well, it sunk in, man.
Yeah, it definitely sunk in.
Yeah, you get pretty funky.
I appreciate it.
So let's see. Your mom was a disco queen, so you were familiar with some beats and some grooves for sure. So how did you then interpret your influences into? I mean, you're an amazing. If people aren't aware, you're an amazing turntablist. Is what?
Yep.
How did that happen?
It was kind of a natural progression. You know. Mom, disco queen, 70s, me, you know, teenager in the 80s, and kind of when hip-hop started, and it was just a natural progression, you know, moving from the funk to the hip-hop and the beats, and, you know, getting the equipment and working with, you know, started working with rappers and then moving off into something more experimental and live bands, stuff like that.
You worked with some rappers.
Yeah, pretty much started out, you know, it was kind of like... school for me and the rappers when we were all very young and in you know in the back in the old days.
And you were in New York?
No, Boston.
That's what I thought. So you start out with a little bit of rap, you know, that's where we all kind of started out at our age, and you get a flavor for that, which is, you know, still strong, gotta say.
Yeah, but unfortunately it sucks now, but it's okay.
Yeah, a lot of it does suck. Completely sucks. But it's still got this wicked presence out there in mainstream anyway, I suppose, which I don't know much. I don't know a lot about that mainstream world.
I don't think you're missing much. It's the you know, it's the underground stuff, and I know you've already been checking out some of that yourself. So
yeah, so I don't really know a lot about what's hip and happening, just hip and hopping.
Yeah, well, I don't really keep that, you know, up on it myself. There's very few MCs I still work. Actually, doing a show tonight. I shouldn't really say I don't do rappers anymore. Because we're doing the opening slot for the Delph show tonight with some guys around here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, LMP and Rue Russ. See, if somebody really has something to say, if they haven't been, you know, commercialized yet, then, you know, just like every other genre, it's great stuff. So I don't want to knock it, you know.
Oh, certainly not.
I like adults with you know, adult things to say, not a bunch of
nonsense
catchphrases.
Yeah, no, I certainly like to surround my ears with music that is from somewhere. You know, it has a heart and a soul and a beat and a heartbeat. Life, I guess, is what I like in my music. And your sound has more. It has twice that at times. I mean, sometimes I really get totally lost in there, but yet find myself grooving, and you know, the head's always bopping. But yet, it also There's a lot of thought-provoking moments in your music. Time where when you are kind of getting lost, you're going someplace and you're able... I don't know. I get clarity.
That sounds good. I like that.
Yeah, I get clarity at times. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the aliens are probing me at that moment. I'm not sure.
Well, just like any other instrument, you know, the turntable, you know, you can get lost as well if you're in the moment. And it's just great when... You know, somebody can't really even tell where the sound is coming from. You know, is that the keyboardist? Is that the turntable? They don't know. It's because I'm using keyboard sounds, you know, on records. And I can play them just like people play notes.
Yeah. How the hell do you do it? Like, how do you... I've heard, seen... I know you're a madman with the vinyl back. You know, you're flipping through and you're finding. And how do you pick and choose? You know your vinyl well. You're very familiar. It's like family, I guess.
Yep.
And then, you know, how do you know where to put what?
Well, it's just like anybody else. You know, you're in the moment. You're listening to the groove that's going on, and I know I have something that could fit there. So I know my records very well, so I'm spinning through the crates really fast and pulling stuff out with a quickness. And then you just, you know the record so well, you put the needle at least close to where you think the sound is that you've, you know, discovered previously, and then there it is. You find it in your headphones before you, you know, let the rest
of
the
world hear it. So you cue it up and...
Cue it up, and then you have a pitch control, which is the speed.
Yeah.
And you set your speed depending on what else is going on in the room. And then when you change the speed, it also changes the key of the sound. And then from there, you can alter it in any million ways, you know.
Through the board.
With hands. It's a real man-handling type of instrument. You're really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, people say, oh, don't touch the record player, but I'm saying touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Slap it around.
Beat that thing.
Yeah.
Now, you have your own line? Like, do you have your own line of record players?
Oh, I thought you meant Mr. Rourke clothing and.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's probably really would be really cool, I imagine. But do you make your own? You know, have your own equipment that you are, you know, your name is attached to?
No, not really. I use the industry standard, which is Technique 1200s. I've had the same set of Technique 1200s since 1989, 18 years.
Good for you.
Minimal repair too. Just, you know.
That's why it's the standard, man.
Yeah, a great piece of equipment.
And you beat the hell out of it.
I have made my own records, though, prepped up my own vinyl. Thing is, you carry a crate with 200 records, and maybe there's just a three-second thing on one record. It kind of doesn't make sense to carry all that stuff, so I've just compiled all the samples, you know.
On vinyl.
Pro Tools,
really?
And then I press up a record from that.
That's cool.
Condensing, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna slip a little Sean Cassidy album in one of your trays, man, and see what happens. See if you'll finger through that and go, everything will get thrown off, I think.
Hypnotized by his hair.
Oh yeah, to do run run, man, to do run run. Somebody told me her name was Jill. Wow. I mean, it's amazing to watch people do it, and then it's amazing to watch and then hear what's coming out of what's going on. And now, you know, you're going to be playing. The whole reason us, you know, to chat right now is next week folks around this quiet corner area are going to be introduced to some, you know, it's going to meet some sound. And we're talking about you and your man Axel Foley.
Yep.
Right?
DJ Reason, and we're invading your area.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, don't say that. That doesn't sound quite right, man. Jeepers. So, yeah, you're coming to Pomfret to Tyrone Farm.
Yeah, they have a great venue over there at the farm, a beautiful barn, concert hall.
Beautiful land. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to get down there early just to chill. It's really fun and good people down there, my man Ian.
Yep. I'll meet you there early.
Cool.
We'll chill. Oh, yeah, so we're going to try to get the right kind of crowd up there, you know, the right people for it, and visually stimulating, yes, the venue, visually stimulating will be the show. What's going to happen? You're going to be spinning and wiki-wiki and all kinds of mixing. What else? What's Axel going to be doing?
Well, that's the thing. It's going to be three DJs at the same time, and we're not necessarily spinning, so I mean the word DJ is so broad of a term. People think you're getting up there and just playing other people's records, and that's fine. I don't even really do that anymore. We're more like hands-on manipulating the sounds on the records to make our own original piece of music right there.
There you go.
And a lot of improvising. Three DJs with six turntables. Let's say Axel Foley will have just a kick and a snare, and so he's laying down a beat using those sounds manually. And DJ Reason might have a bass line, and so he's manually layering a bass line over that, and, you know, he's pulling it back and, you know, switching it up and keeping it moving, and it's got a real human element to it. It's not sequenced, it's all, you know, manual, and me over the top of that will do any variety of textures, tones, or scratches, or vocals.
Wow.
And so we make this really bugged out piece. We'll do a probably 45-minute set, and then we've invited a killer dub reggae project, Zion Blood Trio, down from Boston to do some playing as well, and they'll play a set of their dubbed out stuff, and then we'll get up and we'll just all play together, and that'll be great because then they'll be holding it on the foundation of the drums, and the three DJs can focus more on lacing that up.
Yeah, lacing over that.
Yeah,
that'll be hot. Are you going to record that?
Yeah, we're definitely going to record it. I have high expectations. So
yeah, me too. Me, oh, I do. You better blow the roof off the place, man. I want that chestnut bean barn falling down.
We've talked enough smack. We better blow it up.
So that sounds like an amazing. So this kind of music. Let's just. I play on my show, as you've seen the set list, and you know, it's very. There's no genres. It's all just, you know, cross genre unknown, I guess, is what I call it. And so this kind of music that you're creating would appeal to so many tastes, senses, so many thirsty ear holes. Different, sure. You know, all kinds of people could be coming down for this. People from metropolitan areas. Let's get the folks from New York City down for this.
That would be fantastic. You know, well, it's always, DJ culture is always associated with hip-hop, but I would think what we're doing is more like jazz, funk, experimental, you know, with some drum and bass stuff in there. When, you know, there'll be really no live vocals or anything like that, yet there will be vocal sounds,
yeah.
Not necessarily rapping. And
oh, you're acid rock, man. You're acid hip rock.
It gets really psychedelic, you know.
Damn right. It really does. I have Ian gave me a CD from the wedding thing there.
Oh, sure.
And I'm going to, I'm really, you know, this Saturday I'm going to try to spin this, you know, part of our interview, maybe, you know, all of it, whatever I can figure out. With a little bit of that behind it, that sound, like a soundscape around it, behind it, in front of it, wherever I figure it out, sort of my DJing, wiki, you know what I mean?
Thanks, G.
Yeah, and then try to get some folks to the show, but that's my plan.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for helping us out.
I like to talk about good music and stuff that people just aren't maybe aware of, and it's right in a lot of our backyards, really. You know, it's a stone throws away from the university, and it's a beautiful ride to get there. And, you know, I just want the right people to know about it, people that have an open mind and are interested in checking out a beautiful venue, first of all. And then the music that's going to be played in there is just going to blow you away.
I like to think so. It's going to be, you know, it's going to run the gamut from dub reggae to funk to jazz to hip-hop to drum and bass, real wild stuff. At any given time, you know, I might have Gregorian chants up or flutes, you know, while you know, Foley's dropping, you know, Miles Davis era beats, and it's just going to be wild.
Wow. Yeah, man, I'm looking for it. It sounds like it really will make my ADHD go wild, huh? It's a little ADHD enhancer. That's what I need. That's going to be fun. But, yeah, maybe, you know, what you need now is to go along with that is some sexy dancers, like go-go girls almost.
Yeah, well, I have this, you know, reptilian snake-like dance I do.
Yeah. like Axl Rose sort of serpentine thing or Cleopatra? Yeah. What do we got going on?
That's cool. I drop down to the worm.
You do? Ah, that would be cool. While still making magic up there, I hope one hand is going to be up, you know, making albums still work. You can't take the needle off the record.
Yeah, one foot.
One foot, one toe. I got one toe in the milk of human kindness. I don't know, man. This is going to be something special. It's a treat for everyone to learn about. And if you can make it April 6th, Tyrone Farm in Pomfret, Connecticut. What about your website? If people want to check more out about, you know, you've played with so many greats. It would be silly for us to even mention a couple. So we'll mention Mike Rivard because I've talked to Mike and, you know, Club Delph I've featured on the show. And people should probably realize that you're in that. You're the one making a lot of the magic in there as well. And so, of course, I'll mention Mike real quick because there's some there's a connection. But, you know, you've played with so many people. It'd be better for people to go to your website, read your bio, learn a little bit of background about you, and then go experiment and experience.
Yeah, really. That'd be great. My website is MrRourke.com, MisterRourke. And there's lots of stuff to do up there, videos and audio and podcasts and whatnot. But
We'll put a link to this up there.
The Tyrone Farm website is linked from my news page for directions too. So
right on.
And you know, I just appreciate you asking me, you know, to come on the show and talk. Like I said, the word DJ is just so overly used. It's kind of hard to tell what somebody's doing.
Yeah,
these days.
You're right. So I really implore people to first go check out your website, search around on the internet for whatever you know, however you choose to find your information, but punch in Mr. Rourke wherever you're looking, and then go out. It's a very minimal fee. Go on out, and you're going to have 3 hours solid of open-mindedness and thirsty ear-hole-filling sounds for your soul.
Sure. I'm really looking forward to this one more than any lately. It's just going to be absolutely wild. The caliber of players who are coming down there is just fantastic. We're going to have a great time. So.
And not to mention, I'm going to be there.
And I'm looking forward to that.
You know? I mean, I'm going to be there too. You know, Mr. G. You know, I can get up on stage and mix it around. You know, I can do my sure. I'll do my G dance. I bet I contort into the letter G.
Yeah, well, I'm
capital.
I'm,
G.
I'm Mr. Rourke because Mr. G was already taken.
Dang right, man. That's right, man. Back off to G. Hey, I'll hook up with you then. In the meantime, you take care.
Cool.
And have safe travels and make more art.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mr. G. I'll be seeing you there.
Absolutely. Cool, man.
Talk to you.
Peace.